So it was this very cool mix of people that never would have crossed each other's path and creating relationships as families, and just so meaningful to have different pieces of our lives just kind of come together that way.
Are you dreaming of financial freedom? Don't wait for retirement to live on your terms. Zero to Freedom is our flagship online course and your 7-week guide to go from knowing nothing about real estate to confidently putting in your first offer on a cash flowing rental property. Join our course waitlist now for an exclusive $500 discount when you buy during the waitlist sale, and turn today's uncertain economy into your ticket to freedom. Visit semiretiredmd.com/ZTF and sign up today. Your future self will thank you.
Are you looking for opportunities to invest in passive real estate syndications? Join our exclusive community at FastFire Capital, where we're dedicated to bringing doctors and other high-income earners priority access to the best opportunities to invest in large multifamily and other types of commercial properties. Not only that, by being part of the community, you'll get exclusive access to webinars and Q&As, where you'll be able to raise your passive investing IQ. To join our community, go to semiretiredmd.com/syndication. Again, that address is semiretiredmd.com/syndication. Welcome to the Doctors Building Wealth podcast, the place where we talk about the strategies, habits, and mindset that separate wealthy docs from those who are not. We're your hosts, Leyte and Kenji.
Welcome to another episode of the Doctors Building Wealth podcast. Today, Kenji and I will be sharing our top experience of this last year with you. And the idea here is to share some of the things that were so important and meaningful to us so that you may have some ideas about how you want to build similar experiences into your own lives and schedule them ahead of time. And that's one of the things you're going to hear from us during this episode, is the importance of building time into your calendar for these types of experiences and not just letting work and life happen and take up all of your time.
And all these experiences that we're going to be talking about, just to build on what you said, were planned ahead of time. I mean, these are things that we had in the calendar, things at the very end of the year. That was something that I said, hey, I want to do this thing at the end of the year. And we went out and did it.
I think the other thing we did was we looked at our goals for the year, and we really took those goals, and a number of them were about creating experiences for each other and for our family, and we were able to plan them out, you know, well in advance. And that was really a result of having clarity on what we wanted and then making sure to make the calendar time, because if you don't make the calendar time, things don't get done.
Yeah. And you'll see that we do cover all different areas of life. You know, this is it's called the wheel of life. There's all these different dimensions of your life, you know, including, you know, your personal spiritual, let's say, or your kids, or your intimate relationship, or your finances, all these different areas. We have certain goals, and these experiences fulfilled many of those different dimensions.
Okay, well, let's get into it. So very early on last year, one of the things we really wanted to do was do an experience for our kids in somewhere winter, because they really love snow. And down here in Puerto Rico, we don't get that very much. And so what we actually ended up doing was one of the things on my bucket list for many, many years that actually fulfilled also the kids' wishes for snow and for sledding and those winter activities. And we went to the Ice Hotel up in Quebec. And that was an incredible thing. It was just beautiful and has like a chapel. It has all these different hotel rooms with different themes that are carved out of ice. One of the great things that we didn't realize we needed, but they actually gave to us, is they gave us a hotel room, which was amazing because our 1-year-old at that time didn't last very long in the ice hotel, snuggled in the same sleeping bag as me. I think it was about 2 a.m. that she was really upset, crying. And I was just like, I threw in the towel and I took her and I took our 4-year-old, went back to the hotel room, and we slept there the rest of the night. But Kenji and our 7-year-old actually did it all night. They stayed in the ice hotel.
It was a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, the beds are made of ice and you're in a in a sleeping bag. It's pretty chilly. They actually make you take off your socks and put on new socks because you can't have any moisture at all when you go into the sleeping bag, which is part of why we had that 2 a.m. wake up, because our 6-year-old was freaking out about having peed in his diaper and he didn't want the moisture. So all in all, it was a really cool experience. And then the other thing that was great about it was not only sleeping in the ICE hotel, but they had a whole snow park.
Yeah, the snow park has this incredible sledding, and most of it's on inner tubes. And so it was something I had never done before either. So that was really fun. But it was so fun to see our daughter. She was being brave. You know, she was afraid, right? But she conquered her fear. She just kind of pushed through. And I love watching that. Our son, you know, who was younger, hadn't quite conquered that fear, but it was just, again, so much fun to watch our older daughter go and challenge herself.
Yeah, and it was fun to introduce them to the Montreal bagels. We actually got to see one of our lawyers when we were up there, so family friend, and it was really just a great trip. And I think what it shows us is that we want to have these very specific for the kids trips every year to introduce them to kind of fun experiences that you know, we want to build into our schedule ahead of time. And so like this year, we've already done Disney, which was a big thing for our kids. And it's so cool also to see our daughter, who was scared of the snow park last year, now love roller coasters. And so I'm sure that initial experience just kind of fed into this one.
The next is actually a group of experiences, and we group them together because one of the things that's really important for us and for our intimate relationship is setting aside time for just us.
Yeah, and we do that every single year, usually in 2 to 3 day kind of splits. And the reason is just because of childcare, but we're so grateful to my parents who always help us so we could have at least, you know, 2 days away. And when this started, we used to do it just once a year and we would do it in Hawaii, but now we're trying to put in multiple times throughout the year. And again, we plan these ahead of time. So things that we did this year, we went to Aruba. Actually, I was speaking at a conference in Aruba and we added on a couple of days before where it was just Kenji and I, and we went down and we have no plans during that time, no meetings. What we do is we just kind of hang out, spend time together, and we plan, because that's what we love to do together, is kind of plan our year and think forward to what we want to create in our lives. So it's just really an inspiring, exciting way to spend time together for us. It doesn't mean it's right for everybody, but that we love kind of, we call it plotting out our lives and doing that together. Another thing we did was we went fishing in Alaska.
And this is something that we do every year. This is another experience that we do together, right? This is something that we used to do even before we had kids. So it's kind of an annual tradition that we do. And it's a great time for us to not only do what we both love to do, but also it's just us. And so that makes it really special.
Yeah. And I think another highlight of that is just the internet doesn't work very well. So there's not much opportunity to be on your phone and you're so busy fishing, you don't have much opportunity either. And this year we actually brought along another couple who are our family friends, and also my stepdaughter. And that was really cool as well. We had both our alone time, but then we also had time just hanging out with some of our closest friends. And it made it very, very special. A little bit busier than the Aruba one, because there wasn't as much time to just sit around and plot and spend that time. But we did go actually a day earlier without any of those people to make sure we made that time too.
The next one is a relationship program that we've been doing now every other year. Now, this is our third relationship program. And this is a program where you spend 6 days and nights working on your relationship. You get a lot of education. There are a lot of interventions of other couples who are having trouble, or actually maybe not. Maybe they're celebrating. And it's really great because you learn so much. I mean, it's literally a deep dive on relationships. And we've learned so much from it. And we were anticipating it all year. I remember one of our goals was, you know, to go to this program and be in such a different place than we had been. And so we were really working throughout the year, building up to this program. And again, it's just us, nobody else, right? No kids And we spend those 6 days and nights together. And so it's a really incredible experience.
Yeah. And the cool thing we did this time is we actually added on a couple days to do a small group experience with just a couple other couples. And that was also extremely meaningful. And again, gave us more time together and more time to, you know, just take our relationship to the next level. The next one is one that I went on alone. Actually, the next two are ones that I went on alone, but we wanted to include these. One of them was another Tony Robbins experience, just like the relationship one, where I traveled to Nepal and Bhutan. And I have very close relationships with other Tony Robbins people in there. So it was really a trip with a bunch of friends and just really an exciting, memorable trip. But why I put it in here is I just wanted to have you guys know the importance of just doing really extreme luxury, you know, doing something that is well outside of the norm of whatever you would do, and the sense of gratitude that that can bring, and the sense of just kind of setting higher standards for yourself. When I go on these trips, like, they pay for things that I would never do. Like, we are helicoptered everywhere. I remember a couple years ago went to Iceland with a Tony Robbins trip. It was literally laying in the Blue Lagoon in a private pool with somebody giving me a massage. And I was like, how is this my life? And it's just remarkable, because what you're doing is you're really celebrating yourself, and you're celebrating how far you've come in your life and the things that you have created for yourself, and just having gratitude for so much that's been given to you as well. And so I think this trip for me every year, because it's so extreme luxury and not money that we would normally want to spend on ourselves, just really sets a standard of, you know, having me create this vision of what I want in our future and what I want to bring to the family, kind of helps me step up in a way.
Yeah. And this category for me really is about doing something for yourself. And so Leyte and I will do things on our own, right? Well, like Leyte will go and do something like this trip to Nepal and Bhutan. And later on, we'll talk about some of the things that I've been doing. And each year we both plan some things that we do for ourselves, not just together, but also ourselves.
And also with our friends. And you'll hear that as well. So the next one is another one I did by myself. So April of last year, I went to a Joe Dispenza retreat, which is a week long, and you meditate all day long. You sometimes start at 4 a.m. and you end at 8 p.m. And so it's intense meditation. And I can't say that I was I did a lot of meditation before that. I did, you know, 20 minutes a day, but there's something about doing 5 hour meditations that puts you at a new level. And I just love that environment. I really enjoy his meditations. I just feel like I understand energy to a much greater level. And just one of the most profound things that actually happened to me at that event was doing a meditation, walking meditation, where you see yourself at the beginning of the meditation when you get to the end, and you see, and I just developed a whole level of a different level of self-love for myself, for seeing how much I'm always putting myself in situations to grow and learn. And so it was a very meaningful experience for me. Definitely something I'd do again. And for those of you who want to learn how to meditate, I think Joe Dispenza events are awesome. He's hilarious.
Yeah, and I was actually signed up for one at the end of last year, but for a number of reasons, I didn't end up doing it. So I would have had my own experience, which was going to be great. But that was actually also the point, was that you had done it earlier in the year by yourself, and then I was going to do it by myself later in the year. So just kind of putting out there that, you know, that we don't have to do everything all together all the time.
Right. And also childcare, right? Always makes these things a little bit more difficult, but it's so special for our kids to have time alone with each parent too. So I think it's really nice to make the space for each other to be able to take trips. The next one is having a dinner at a rental villa that we rented for a week in Italy, and inviting our Empire Builders in. So Empire Builders is our membership site. And when we created it back in 2019, one of our visions was our Empire Builders that get to financial freedom and have that time freedom are able to start enjoying and joining us at our future Italian villa for meals and for parties. And so we kind of started that tradition this last year by inviting our Empire Builders to our rental villa. And our hope is to continue to search for our Italian villa that we're actually going to buy ourselves, and to be able to make this into a larger and larger event in the future, because more and more of our Empire Builders will get to that financial freedom level and time freedom and be able to join us for a celebration of all the work they've done to build their real estate portfolios and to create this abundance for themselves and their families and also for the world, because so many of them give back in really meaningful ways. So this was the first of many for us, but it was very meaningful because it was a vision we had held for a long, long time, which was to have our friends at our Italian villa, you know, enjoying each other and to be there and have that kind of freedom that comes from real estate.
Yeah, we'll be planning to do this again this year. So if you're an empire builder, keep an eye out for the announcement and make your plans to come out and visit us. This episode is brought to you by Dan Peck of Movement Mortgage. If you're an experienced investor, you'll know just how important it is to have a lender who knows how to work with investors. We've been working with Dan and his team for over 8 years now, and he's our go-to whenever we need a residential loan for our investment properties. Now, if you're new to investing, you might not know this, but your lender can sometimes be the difference between getting a great deal or completely missing out on it because your lender couldn't close the deal. Now, I did want to point out that Dan can help you not only with your investment properties, but also if you're looking to buy a primary residence or vacation home. So the next time you're looking for a residential lender, be sure to email Dan at srmd@movement.com to get a free consultation. And also let him know that you're part of the semi-retired MD community to get an exclusive discount on your next loan. Now back to the episode.
This next one is something that we learned about, I'd say about a year ago, and just acted, which was pretty cool. And I just had this feeling that we were meant to go to Greece for whatever reason in this program. So we just decided to do it, kind of jumped in with both feet. So it's called Boundless Life. And what it is a program for digital nomad families. Basically, the idea is that many digital nomads become very stationary and stuck once they have kids because there's no way to have childcare or to have their kids in school when they travel for any length of time. And with more and more of us becoming remote workers, they've created this opportunity with this Boundless Life to go live in places for 3 months at a time and be able to put your kid in school, to have a co-working space with other entrepreneurs. They also give you housing, and then they create tons of community activities. So if community, which is oftentimes also missing when you're traveling alone as a family. And so what we did last year was we signed up for 6 weeks, which is a summer program in Greece. And we were there with about 25 other entrepreneurial families. We didn't know anybody going in. And it was so much fun to spend time with them, to create relationships, to learn from them. We learned a ton of business from speaking to other entrepreneurs and have our kids going to school and eating Greek food and learning to write their name in Greek and getting to make a lot of friends. And then we had this co-working space, which was really great for going and recording and doing sessions. I remember doing our Fast Fire to Freedom sessions in the middle of the night, 2 a.m. actually. And what's so cool about Boundless is they put you in all these cities that are very walkable, so you don't need a car. So every day we would walk to the grocery store, we would walk to the bakery, we'd walk our kids to school. And so not only did we have this incredible experience, we definitely got more fit as well.
Yeah, and they have so many amazing locations. They have locations in Tuscany, Italy. They also have locations in Portugal. We mentioned Greece. They also have one in Bali, and they're expanding. They're going to be adding other cities as well. So if you're interested in signing up for this, you can actually go to semiretiredmd.com/boundless. And you can get a link to contact them.
Yeah, and that's actually an affiliate link. So we get a small discount on our future trips, but you also get a discount on your trip this summer, actually, to Greece. Again, there are so many families going together. I think we've pretty much taken over the whole program. So it's going to be a lot of our physician community who are going to be spending the month again on this island of Syros. And we're really looking forward to it a lot.
This next one was mostly for me. This was one of my things that I wanted to do for many years. And this is I wanted to do Spartan races. And there's something called a Spartan trifecta, which means that you need to complete 3 races in a year in order to complete it. And what was really cool about this one was, you know, I've been for many years wanting to get back with my guy friends. And I remember before COVID, I had plans to do this, and then COVID happened, right? And so it just kind of put a stop to everything. So this was the year when I finally was able to get that back on track. And so the way I wanted to do it was I wanted to do it where, you know, we would all come together and do something athletic, something where there's this camaraderie. And the Spartan race really does that. It really kind of, it is a race, but it's not a race that is timed. I mean, it is timed, but that's not the idea. The idea is to finish, and the idea is to finish together. And that's kind of how we did the race. And so we actually ended up doing it in 4 different locations. We did it in Palm Beach. That was our first one. And then we did it in Morzine, France, which was amazing. It's in the Alps of France. It's an incredible location, beautiful, and also got to do it with some friends that from Europe as well.
Yeah, I just want to point out that was the most meaningful thing for me about going to Morzine and watching you race is you went with one of our Empire Builders, our Empire Builders Pros, which was really meaningful. And then also actually a foreign exchange student who was with me in high school in Maine, who now lives in Czech Republic. He's Czech and his family came from Czech Republic to do it as well. So it was this very cool mix of people that never would have crossed each other's path and creating relationships as families, and just so meaningful to have different pieces of our lives just kind of come together that way.
Yeah, we were not just racing. So we were racing, but then, you know, you all, the families all got together and just hanging out and having a great time. So that was really special. People from all different places.
Yeah.
And then also did a race in Washington, D.C. This was the race where we actually raced with a lot of our Empire Builders Pro members, which is our advanced mastermind. It's an accelerator program for people who are in Empire Builders. And then the last one was the San Luis Obispo. And what was cool about this one was the last part of my trifecta. This was the 21K. There's also 30 obstacles. And so it's the big one. And so that was really fun to do with a really close friend of mine out in LA. And so I was able to complete the trifecta in a year. So that was a really big accomplishment as well. And so really, really great memories from 2023.
The next one is Unleash Your Power Within, which is a Tony Robbins event. And we did that in November. We had a ton of our EB pros come, a lot of Empire Builders, a lot of people just from our community in general. I think we had close to 100 people, perhaps, that were maybe over 100 people in our community who showed up. And that was so meaningful because we were able to see the transformations. We were able to see people on day one, not knowing what they're getting into. On day two, they were all dancing together and just like empowered and free. And by the third day, people were on fire. And it's just incredible to watch that transition. It is so meaningful for us to be able to get good people together, to get them to meet each other, to get them to have community, and then to work on their mindsets on top of that was just one of the most powerful things I've really seen us do for our community. And so it was so meaningful for us. We're actually organizing it again this year. And so we invite all of you who are listening to come with us. We're going to get a roped off section. We have a discount as platinum members and Tony Robbins to get diamond tickets for about half price. And then because we're going to have such a large group, we're going to also get a roped off area in the VIP, and that gets a ticket reduction as well. We don't make any money on this. This is just really one of our goals for this year, is to help transform even more people's lives. And having watched what happened last year, we really wanted to repeat it in a much bigger way this year. And so if you go to semiretiredmd.com/UPW-2024, there's a form there that you can fill out that will be sent to the Tony Robbins Platinum group, and then they'll reach out and be able to help you get the discounted tickets. So it's, again, when you fill out this form, it goes to the Tony Robbins organization, and then they contact you and they'll help you buy your tickets with a reduced rate. And again, it is semiretiredmd.com/UPW-2024. We'll put it in the show notes as well. For those of you who want to join us, we highly encourage you. If you have teenage kids, bring them for sure. It really transforms their lives in a meaningful way. We saw that with my stepdaughter when we took her there several years ago. And if you can bring your spouse or significant other, it will really transform your relationship together. So highly, highly encourage it.
Yeah, and I wanted to just mention, and some of you guys who know us know this, but for those of you who don't know, this was the event that kicked everything off for us for Semi-Retired MD. Semi-Retired MD is what it is today because of that event that we went to.
In 2019.
Yeah, in 2019. So this is the same event. It really unleashed us. And I think, you know, it can do that for a lot of people. And again, I did want to reemphasize that we don't get anything out of this. This is all because we want to help transform more lives. And also we want to give back to Tony Robbins and that organization.
And then the last one we have for you guys is we took a family trip to Rincon this year. We had my parents come in and my brother and his girlfriend and their child. And it was really great to see all of the kids playing together. This was over Christmas, so very meaningful for my parents to have all the families together. And we just rented an Airbnb pretty close to the beach, walked down to the beach every day. The kids, we were making forts together. It was very, very cool.
Yeah, and this one for me was a goal at the very beginning of the year because I really wanted to do something for Leyte's parents. And for me, I know that one of the things that they really value because, you know, their two kids are in such different places. One's in Puerto Rico and one's in Atlanta, so far from Hawaii. And so we really wanted to kind of bring everybody together and almost kind of create this annual tradition, especially as long as, you know, your parents are healthy and alive. I wanted to kind of create this like family tradition where we get our kids together too, right? And I just know that after having done it, it really fulfilled me to be able to give something to them, to bring them so much joy, to bring the families together. That was a really big why for me. And I'm really glad that we ended up doing it. Again, this was something that was planned at the very, very beginning of the year. We already have plans to do something very similar this year. And I'm even trying to maybe squeeze in another one where we can all get together if we can make that happen. The idea here again is just to get everybody together. And we talked about, you know, all these different dimensions, right? We talked about your family, our family. We talked about the kids. We talked about our relationship. We talked about doing something for ourselves. And we also talked about some spiritual things as well as some athletic things. So we covered a lot of different categories. This is why, you know, these are hands down our top experiences.
Right. And these are experiences, again, that we set out in goals. One of our goals has been for the last couple of years is to give something big to our parents every year that's a family experience, right? That's And we've been doing this for a number of years now. We took my parents to Italy not too long ago, and we paid for everything. And it was really meaningful to be able to do that for them and be able to give back and create that family experience for them. Same with the kids, is just to create an experience just for them. And then making sure we have time for both of us, and then for us with our friends. You heard that as well. I didn't mention, but Joe Dispenza, I went with a friend, you know, EB Italian Villa. We hosted some friends. They got to stay with us. And that was one of my dreams, was to be able to host these people and not have them worry about money at all. And to be able to give to others is just, it fills you in such a different way. And so as you guys build your wealth with your real estate portfolios, I so encourage you to just give trips and experiences to others, you know, whether that's friends or your family or your parents, because that is one of the most meaningful gifts that we can give to anybody. So thank you so much for joining us on this Doctors Building Wealth podcast episode on our top experiences of the last year. So hopefully that inspired you to be able to do some of these trips for yourself, for your family, for your friends, and even for your parents. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star review and subscribe to the Doctors Building Wealth podcast. In the show notes, we'll also put the link for the UPW sign up, and we'll see you next time. The Doctors Building Wealth podcast provides information only and does not provide any financial, legal, tax, medical, or psychological services or advice. You are responsible for your own financial, physical, mental, and emotional well-being, decisions, choices, actions, and results. You should contact a professional if you have any specific questions about your unique situation.